Right, so I'm here with Freddie and Nicola, the cast of Legally Blonde, which opens tonight. Well, the dress rehearsal's tonight, and then opening tomorrow, I suppose?
Yeah, opening tomorrow night, but we've got... tonight's like an open dress rehearsal, so we may have some reviewers in as well.
Yeah, we are sending a reviewer along tonight.
Fantastic.
And how's it all going? You ready? Ready to go?
Yeah, we did... We did the first half of our tech last night, and it all went really smoothly, actually, which was a
We actually finished early, didn't we? We meant to finish at
10,
we finished at 9, so
wow.
A nice early
night.
Still
night,
light
which is
outside
just what
you
need.
When you get out. Absolutely, yeah. That's nice. You're part of the Oxford Operatic Society, yeah. And how long have you both been involved with that?
It's both of our first shows.
Oh, okay. Exciting.
Yeah. Freddie and I knew each other from when we were younger doing Musical Youth Company of Oxford. Mm-hmm. And obviously we've both since gone our separate ways, like university drama schools and all those things, and then we've found ourselves back in Oxford and with the urge to perform again, so yeah. We've both joined Oxford Operatic and we're very lucky to get the roles that we got.
Yeah, definitely.
And the roles are?
I'm playing Elle Woods.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Emmett Forrest.
And can you describe your characters briefly?
Yeah, I'll start. So Elle Woods is from Malibu. And she is in love with a guy called Warner, who is going off to Harvard Law School. Now, he breaks up with her before he goes to law school because she's not serious enough, so she feels that the only way that she can win Warner back is by going to Harvard Law School herself and pursuing the dream of being with him. However, when she gets to Harvard Law, she realises that that's not necessarily the case because Warner's already made other relationships. But that's actually where she meets Emmett Forrest at Harvard Law School.
Yeah, he's kind of the equivalent of, I guess, a post-grad student at Harvard Law. So he helps out Professor Callahan with teaching classes and stuff. And it's where he meets Elle. And I think, because he grew up in some slums and maybe wasn't quite Harvard material or what people would just expect to go to Harvard. Mm-hmm. And when he meets Elle, I think he kind of falls for her a bit. Sees her look, because she's not really expecting to make it at Harvard, and then I think it was the same for him when he first got there. So he maybe sees a little bit of himself in her in a weird way.
Yeah, we're like both Freddie and I aren't stereotypical people to be at Harvard Law School.
No.
However, Elle Woods is very well off, which is obviously very different to Emmett.
Yeah, he's got a big chip on his shoulder, which is all the song about. But he kind of takes Elle under his wing and coaches her, mentors her, and then she kind of
flourishes
into a great lawyer, and yeah, it unfolds from there.
It was a very popular film when it came out. Have you departed from it, or are there going to be things for the real fans? Are there going to be?
Well, we were talking about the film yesterday. Yeah. Freddie had only seen it like a few weeks ago, whereas for me, I'd like grown up watching it, and I'm like a huge fan. The storyline is much the same. Mm-hmm. The characters in the musical are based on those in the films, but we were discussing how they're far more in-depth in the musical. You get to kind of understand who they are, why they're at Harvard Law School. And for me, the film is excellent, but the musical is... The songs absolutely make the show.
Yeah.
It's such a fantastic show because of Laurence O'Keefe's music.
Yeah, you get to see much more of the characters because of what they sing and how they do it.
And in the trailer that you did around Oxford, which was brilliant, it sort of suggested that there were going to be Oxford references in it. Is it Oxford-based or is it kind of...
No, that was... I think we were just doing that because obviously we've got such fantastic architecture around Oxford. We were just using those as kind of... to make it look a little bit like Harvard Law School, because we don't have the funds to be flown out there. So, it's very much based... at Harvard, all in America, so we've got the accents to match, hopefully.
Yeah.
Are you taking it anywhere else, or is it just going to be at the New Theatre?
Just here this week, Wednesday to Saturday.
Exciting.
Unfortunately, we've only got 5 shows, and then it's all over.
Yeah, I know, back to reality after that.
Rehearsing since January, so it's been two, sometimes 3 times a week as well, so it's been quite
intense.
But it's... We've had to work really hard to get the standard of the show that we've got, and I truly believe that it's going to be a fantastic show because everyone's worked so hard on their individual parts. So,
So when it's all over on Saturday, have you got plans for the future? Are you going to do another Oxford Operatic show?
Yeah, it's a really quick turnaround that they do. It's straight on to the next one, which will be Sunset Boulevard at the Playhouse.
Yeah, we have a week off, don't we? And then everyone's back in on Tuesday the 9th, I believe, to do the talking for the next show, which is then in November.
Okay. But so have you already got parts for that?
No, well, the auditions are in June, aren't
they?
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay. There might be new people coming in as well.
Yeah, yeah, they're doing auditions for the company.
Yeah, there'll be new member auditions.
2 weeks after, I believe, and then they'll be doing auditions for the performance. And then rehearsals will commence.
Yeah.
So there's no time for post-show blues.
No, it's kind of nice in a way, because it's always so depressing once a show finishes and it's all done. So to move on to something new straight away will be nice.
And what's been your favourite thing about working on this show?
Personally, I think getting to come here, because it's the first time I've performed at the new theatre, and it's going to be, it's just so much bigger than anywhere I've been before. That'll be exciting.
Yeah, I agree with that, but also doing the show League Advance, like Elwood's has been my dream role forever since it first came out, but also getting to work with such a fantastic creative team as well. Guy and Julie, we've known them from performing it with Maiko, but they work so well together, and they also really work well with the company. Guy in particular really encourages the cast to kind of try out different ideas, and it's about a working relationship, not just the director telling you exactly what he wants you to do. Like, he has a clear vision, but he also lets you jump on board with that as well, which is really, really encouraging. So definitely the creative team with Guy and Judy.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds really good. So you've all got on and worked really well.
It's gone really smoothly, and we've had a co-choreographer as well, which is Steve Piper. He's also in the show, but he's worked really well with us all and has put like additional rehearsals in. If people aren't being used in the main rehearsals, he'll put on other rehearsals so that everyone can work on like dance material to make sure it's at a good standard.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, everyone's had a clear motivation for this show to make it as good as it can possibly be.
Fantastic. Do you have a favourite scene or a favourite song in the show?
My personal favourite is probably, it's a song called Take It Like a Man, where there's a bit of my character undergoes a bit of a transformation, which I just really enjoy doing, because it's kind of a turning point for him in the show, where he kind of switches a bit.
I think for me, it's probably the Legally Blonde remix at the end, because so much has happened within the plot, and there's kind of some curveballs thrown in there where it looks like Elwood is going to be leaving, and then something happens and then she doesn't leave. And so it's the Legally Blonde remix where you see all these different characters completely in a different light, and it's just amazing, like musically, but also it's where the part of the plot goes, wow, we didn't expect that.
Okay.
So hopefully the audience will experience that as well.
And is there anything else that you want people to know about, or you want to particularly mention?
Get your tickets, because it's going to be fantastic, and you don't want to miss out.
Obviously, we're one of the one of six first companies to be able to perform this show in a big regional theatre, but also, it's not going out on tour soon, it's not on in London, so there's no chance of being able to see it anywhere else. So particularly those people who haven't seen it, get your tickets, come and see it, and those of you that have seen it, please come along, because we've worked so hard on not just copying existing versions of it, but actually trying to make it our own, and it'll be interesting to see what everyone thinks of that as well.
Yeah. Have you sold a lot of tickets already?
Yeah. We've done quite well. The new theatre holds, obviously, 1,800, so that's hugely ambitious. Mm-hmm. But I think the majority of our audience are going to be last-minute buyers because of the kind of catchment area and group that we are advertising to. But there are tickets left, but we've also sold quite a few, so don't expect to get them just on the door, because it's not guaranteed.
Yeah.
And hopefully you can read reviews from tonight's stress event.
Hopefully, as of tomorrow, there'll be reviews out. So that's why tonight's dress rehearsal needs to be really like a first night show, which is a bit scary, because normally it's a bad dress and a good show.
Yeah.
And we need a good dress and a good show. So it's going to take a lot of work.
You sound like you're pretty prepared for it anyway.
Yeah.
I think just the past, especially I'd say the last month or so, it's just been, everyone's been really like getting in the zone and trying their best to kind of nail everything down and it's really come together nicely for this week.
And the scenery is just fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, we saw it for the first time last night, and it's just it's such a good set we've got.
It's obviously a touring set, but it's like you wouldn't think it with all the different cloths like flying in and out, and got like a lot of space backstage. But there's like loads of scenery and loads of trucks and things like that. So it's definitely going to be very visual.
Exciting. Well, best of luck to both of you tonight and the rest of the week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.